The enchanting world of Hinge and Bracket. Today is Friday, and Dame Hilda and the Doctor are looking forward to a pleasant, peaceful day at home. Tomorrow is Saturday, and the Stacton Trestle Cubs and Brownies go on their annual trip to the seaside. Acting as chaperones will be Dame Hilda and the Doctor. They don't know about this as yet, but mark my words, they very soon will.
Good morning, Evadne.
Good morning, Hilda.
Doing the crossword, are we?
No, dear, I'm spotting the ball.
You what, dear?
Spotting the ball. It's a newspaper competition.
I don't recall saying that before, dear.
Well, we've never had this newspaper before. Stupid boy delivered it by mistake.
Well, what does one have to do?
Well, you study this picture.
Yes.
Then put a cross where the ball is.
Oh, it's as simple as that. No. Come on, then. Let me see. Evadne. There isn't a ball on the picture.
Of course there isn't, Hilda.
Well, then how can I put a cross on it if it isn't there?
Hilda, look at the rules. The ball has been obliterated. Using your skill and judgment, place a cross where you think the ball might be.
But it might be anywhere.
Of course it might. That's where the skill comes in.
Oh, I didn't know you'd played football, Lee.
Now, look, this should help. England versus Scotland. Conditions firm, weather dry.
Oh, well, I'm glad they had a nice day for it.
Now, this is my theory. Everybody on the field will be looking at the ball. Agreed?
Well, all except him, dear. He's fastening his bootlace.
Well, we'll ignore him and try to follow the gaze of each player on the field. Yes. Now, somewhere there's got to be a focal point, and that's obviously where the ball is.
Right. Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Well, using that method, Evadne, the ball would appear to be in the middle of the obituary column.
Within the confines of the picture, dear.
It was a joke, dear. Anyway, I don't see how you can expect that method to work, because this bunch of players down here are all facing the wrong way.
I think that's Mr. Reeve's problem, dear, not ours.
Stick a pin in it. That's the obvious way. Stick a pin in it.
Couldn't do that, dear. Might burst the ball.
Oh, that's very good, dear. Yes. I like that. Oh. Yes. I wish I'd thought of that. Now, come on now, let's get a pin, and you can do the sticking.
Right.
Keeping well clear, of course, of the man bending over to fasten his boot.
Quite good there, dear. Not as good as mine, though. Here we go, then. Eyes closed and stab.
Very impressive, dear, but I hardly think the ball is up the goalkeeper's jersey.
Yes, well, this isn't getting us anywhere, so if you don't mind, Hilda, I'll do it myself.
Oh, well, if you're going to be like that about it.
Yes, I am. It's my competition, and I'm putting the crosses there, 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 one there, and there. Oh, who on earth is that?
Oh, it'll be Walter Craddock.
Walter Craddock? What's he coming here for?
Well, I asked him to call and mend that ball cock thing in the bathroom.
There's nothing wrong with the ball cock, Hilda. It's worked much better since I waved that wire coat hanger under it.
Yes, dear, but you're not exactly a professional plumber, are you, dear?
Neither is he.
Just a minute. Ah, good morning, Walter.
Hello, dear Milda. Good morning.
Yes, come in, dear.
Righto.
Come through and have a cup of tea with us. We're just having breakfast.
Oh, great. I could just manage a cup of tea. Morning, Miss Inge.
Good morning, Mr. Craddock.
I thought about you yesterday.
Really?
Yes, I was at the zoo.
I beg your pardon.
You in all London Zoo. I took this coach for Mr. Fossard. It was a school trip, you see, and he was a driver short, so I helped him out.
Yes, Walter, but I think Yvette is a little concerned as to why London Zoo should remind you of her. And I'm rather intrigued myself.
Oh, it was the chimps' tea party. One of them played the piano.
And how did I compare musically?
Oh, he were rubbish. He wasn't half as good as you. But he were wearing these glasses like you wear.
Oh, I see. So I only looked like him.
I don't think Walter means that at all, do you, Walter?
No, it were just these glasses. And the look on his face.
Here's your tea, Walter.
Yeah, grand. I always say you make the best cup of tea in Stockton Trestle.
I made it.
Don't worry, I'll still drink it.
There we are, Walter. Help yourself to the milk, dear.
Hilda meant in your cup, not all over the tablecloth.
And the newspaper, dear.
Where? Oh, no. You stupid man, you've ruined my competition. Just look at it.
Yes. Well, the weather conditions are certainly changed now. From firm and dry to wet and soggy.
You want to run through?
Oh, I don't think so, dear.
How long is the oracle going to be working in the bathroom?
Well, it's only been an hour, Evadne. It's probably a tricky job, and I have complete faith in him, though. The man's a professional.
Oh, well, that explains it. He'll be asleep.
I'll guess it. Stockton 295. Oh, hello, Donald. It's Donald here. What's that, Donald? I can hardly hear you, dear. What's the matter with your voice? Sounds very croaky. Oh, dear, I am sorry.
What's wrong, Hilda?
He's picked up a virus. Oh. What's that, Donald? Oh, how awful for you.
What's wrong now, dear?
So is Cressida. Oh. I say, Donald, these little viruses can't travel along telephone wires, can they? No, it was a joke, Donald, that's all, dear, just to cheer you up. And it hasn't, has it? Can we do anything to help, Donald? Would you like me to make you some beef tea?
With Donald's appetite, we'd have to boil a bowl.
Feed me, please. Yes. Oh, yes. 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 No!
That makes a change.
No, we don't mind at all, Donald, do we, Evadne?
I don't know what you're talking about, Hilda.
Yes, yes, she says there's no problem there at all, dear. Leave it in our hands, Donald. Yes. I'll give Mr. Fossard a ring about the arrangements. Well, take care, dear. Yes. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Donald. Bye, dear.
And what was all that about?
We're going to Great Yarmouth tomorrow, dear.
Oh, how lovely, Hilda.
Yes, we're taking the Cubs and Brownies on their annual outing.
What?
We're taking the Cubs and Brownies on their...
Oh, no, we are not, Hilda.
We are, dear. I've just agreed it all with Donald.
You might be taking them, but I am certainly not.
Exactly. You've just volunteered over the telephone.
Hilda Brackett, this is the second year running we've been lumbered with the Cubs and Brownies, and it's also the second year running that Donald and Cressida Swallet have been indisposed at the last minute.
Pure coincidence. Are you implying that Donald would do such a thing on purpose?
No, but Cressida would.
But Donald has a virus, dear.
She probably put it in his cocoa.
There must me. It isn't as though there'll be a whole coach full of the little darlings. There's only 24 of them.
That's four more than last year, and that was 19 too many.
Look, you can sit with the driver, dear, while I keep them amused.
Of course, we could have the coach to ourselves if we put them in the luggage boot.
They can't help being high-spirited.
High-spirited? I shall never forgive them for putting seaweed in my sandwiches last year.
Yes. And you ate two before you realized. Mind you, I think the funniest memory I have is young Peter Teasdale letting down that changing tent while the man inside was... You know! Changing.
I didn't look, Hilda.
Oh, neither did I. No, neither did I. I just heard about it from somebody.
Anyway, if I go, I go on the understanding that you stick to your offer, you abuse the children, and I sit with the driver.
It's a deal. Now, I must speak to Mr. Fossard to find out what time the coach is leaving the church hall. Ah, Walter. Everything all right, dear?
It is now. I've had a right struggle.
Oh, dear.
Some duckhead jammed a wire coat hanger under it. No wonder it were dripping. Some folks have no brains at all.
Now, look here.
Yes, well, as long as it stopped dripping. We don't want it to overflow tomorrow. We shall be away all day tomorrow, you see, Walter. We are chaperoning the Cubs and Brownies on their annual trip.
Hey, that's great. I'll see you tomorrow, then.
A bit old for the Cubs, aren't you, Mr. Craddock?
No. I told you Mr. Fossard was a man short. I'm driving coach.
Hilda, I've changed my mind. I'll amuse the children. You sit with the driver.
Don't be silly, dear. We'll have a marvellous day, won't we, Walter?
We will if they're as lively as the kids I took to the zoo yesterday. Hey, they wanted to feed me to the lions.
Let's hope there's a zoo in Great Yarmouth.
Take no notice of her, Walter. She doesn't mean it. And anyway, I think the lions would probably throw you back. I think we'll settle down here on this dry stretch of sand, Evadne.
And am I ready after that nightmare journey? What an incredibly slow driver.
Yes, there must have been a 2-mile queue of traffic behind us at one point.
It was a good job, you know, the children couldn't hear what that taxi driver shouted at Walter.
They heard what Walter shouted back.
Let's just hope they didn't understand what he was saying.
Oh, no chance of that, dear. They were telling him what to say.
No wonder that the other drivers were frustrated. We could have walked quicker.
2 hikers actually did.
Well, I think Walter was taking caution too far.
Well, the main thing is, though, that we have arrived safe and sound.
And late. According to my calculations, to arrive back home at the scheduled time, we should have set off on the return journey 15 minutes before we got here.
Hello there, ladies.
Ah, look, there is Walter.
He's not coming over here, I hope. So embarrassing with his trouser legs rolled up like that.
He's been paddling, dear.
And what's that print on the front of that stupid hat? Kiss me quick, is it?
No, actually, I think it's Who Loves Your Baby?
Now then, are you coming for a paddle? The water's great, as long as you don't tread on a jellyfish.
Oh, really? Oh, yes. Look, the children are organising a game of cricket. Oh. Come on, Walter, let's do that instead.
No, too strenuous for me. I'll go and sit on the prom. I'm beginning to feel a bit travel sick, actually. I think it was the journey, all that hurry and bustle.
We'll see you at 5 o'clock then, Walter, back at the coach.
Does that give you enough time to get to St. Thomas's Parish Church Hall? They're expecting us for tea at 6.
Plenty of time, dear. Good heavens. We have a map, haven't we? Now, come on, let's organise the children. Yes, Terence, you may bat first.
Don't you think that bat is rather large for him, Hilda?
Of course it isn't, dear. Try to keep the handle out of your ear, Terence.
Douglas, you can bowl to Terence.
Terence, where are you going? Yes, you said you wanted to back, darling. Oh, of course, Douglas won't bowl fast, will you, Douglas? No, you won't, Douglas.
Now, a nice, easy one to start with. Off you go.
Oh, well hit, Terence. Very good. Douglas, such language.
Pardon?
I don't care if you are Dennis Lilly.
That boy is a menace. Well, to be fair, he was quiet on the way down here.
Yes, I know. He was practicing tying his knots with Susanna's pigtails. Yes, Terence, you can call that one a four.
Don't argue, Douglas. You know the rules for playing cricket on the beach.
Yes, and it is a four if the ball hits the ice cream man.
Edward, where did you find that bikini top? Take it back at once.
Is that wise, dear?
What? Oh, I see what you mean. Edward, take it to the lost property office.
I think Walter had the best idea, sitting on the prom with travel sickness. Mm. Never mind, only another 4 hours to go, dear.
Oh, don't. I never thought I'd ever long for the comfort of that dilapidated old coat.
All right now, quiet everybody. Shush, 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 shush.
That's it.
Desmond, don't stick your head out of the window like that and stop making that horrible noise.
I don't think he can, dear.
What? Oh, Douglas, you naughty boy. Wind that window down immediately. There, Desmond, keep rubbing the back of your neck, dear, that's it. Just get the circulation going again.
Penelope, I know Edward wants to hear the sound of the sea, but you don't push the pointed end of the shell into his ear.
Tracy, darling, please, don't drink the goldfish water. Let Douglas drink it instead. Right, now let's see if everybody's here. Raise your arms, children. No, Geraldine, there's no need for your legs as well, then. That's right. Now, let me see. 12 that side, was it? 10 this side. Oh, dear, it's two missing.
Well, I think there are two under that seat over there, dear. The Flathers twins.
Oh, yes, making sandcastles. They appear to have brought half the beach with them. I know their father's building business isn't doing so well, but... That's carrying things too far.
So now there's only one infant missing.
Who's that?
Walter.
And here he is. Dead on time.
Now then, I brought you a dish of cuttles.
Oh, not for me, thank you.
No, they're for Hilda. I brought you a dish of whelks. I'm afraid you'll have to share this bottle of stout.
Yes, well, thank you, Walter. Lovely thought.
Well, are we ready, then?
Yes, all present and correct.
Right, off we go.
Oh, Walter, could I make a suggestion before we actually get underway?
Ah.
Don't you think you could roll your trouser legs down now?
What? Oh, I don't want to get the doctor too excited, do we? Off we go, then. You sure you know where this parish hall is?
Of course I do, Walter.
Good. We should be there in no time at all, then. I'm looking forward to me tea, I'll tell you that.
Turn left here, Walter. That's it. Now left again, dear.
Are you sure you know where you're taking us, Hilda?
Of course I do, dear. I know all about map reading and it's a shortcut, you see.
I don't want to worry you, but the road's getting narrower.
Don't worry, Walter. Trust in me.
We're going to end up in the middle of a field.
We are not, Evadne. Look at the map. I brought you off this red road here, and now we're on this brown road here. So if we turn right onto this black road here...
We'll think it's a canal.
Oh, I see. Yes, well, I didn't mean that black road there. I meant this yellow road here. Turn right, Walter. Good.
Why you had to leave the main road, Hilda, I just don't know. We were doing fine until you turned off by that windmill.
Hey, I think you're right. The road's getting wider again.
Yes, well, you can both apologise in a minute.
There's the main road. Can you see it?
Yes, and there's the windmill.
Which windmill?
The one we left 20 minutes ago. Congratulations, Hilda. How long have you been running these mystery tours?
There must be something wrong with this map.
There's nothing wrong with that map. It's a good map, is that? 4 miles to the inch.
Oh, well, that explains it. Inches. I've been using the metric system.
Hilda Brackett, it's amazing how you wriggle out of everything.
Not at all, dear. Now I realize we're using inches. I know exactly what to do. Now, turn right onto the main road, carry on for 50 yards, stop and ask that policeman. Thank you, children. Quiet, please. Please, quiet. Quiet. That's it, bless you. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank the ladies of St. Thomas's for providing such a marvellous feast. And secondly, I'd like to thank the same ladies for keeping the food warm for 3 hours. No one's fault that we were late, but we did have a driver who didn't know the way. Now, it is traditional to end the day with a sing-song. But before we start pushing the damper in and pulling the doctor out... The joke, dear. The doctor and I are going to perform a number which the children, bless you, have been asking for all day long. And this is a duet by Monsieur Rossini. And perhaps you'd like to tell them what it's called, would you, dear?
Yes, certainly, dear, yes. The title of the song, of course, in the original Italian, Duetto Buffo di Due Gatti.
Yes, well, now... For those of you whose knowledge of Italian is little more than esti spumenti. Translated, that simply means the cat duet. Now, in this, Dr. Hinge will be recreating for you one of her best loved and most convincing roles. Death of a Ginger Thomas. Also a doctor. And... singing for you the role of a fluffy white Persian kitten. And here, and the scene is a garden wall by moonlight when the two cats meet. Cats meet.
Thank you. down the hall.